Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I'll be using my community comments every week to highlight various volunteer, nonprofit, and service organization efforts here behind the Redwood Curtain. I currently volunteer for the COVID Economic Resilience Consortium. Quite a mouthful. The CERC, as it's better known, is comprised of economic development and business support organizations, nonprofits, and medical and educational institutions. The CERC was established when COVID first broke out and focuses its efforts on sharing updates, coordinating resources, and ensuring consistent communication to area businesses and to the public at large. Last August, the CERC launched its Wear a Mask campaign. Wear a mask! Don't make us ask! Hopefully the campaign is in some measure helping to protect the health of Humboldt County and keeping our businesses and schools moving forward. The CERC has now launched its COVID vaccine campaign to support our public health department. 54% of the adults in the U.S. have received at least one COVID-19 shot, but only a third are fully vaccinated. Unfortunately, the vaccination rates are slowing. A recent poll showed 36% of adults under the age of 35 didn't plan on getting the vaccine. But COVID is a global disease. Brazil and India are experiencing 400,000 new COVID cases a day, and 3,500 people a day are dying in India. Sadly, these numbers are most likely underestimated. Watching it all on TV? Well, it looks like something out of a sci-fi horror film. The primary COVID virus in the U.S. came to us from Great Britain. Understand, we did not start with this variant. It has become the dominant strain, and this can happen again, and most likely will. The Indian variant is now in four of our states. Luckily, our vaccines are proving to be effective. I had a friend the other day who said they weren't going to get their COVID shots. They were waiting. I said, well, I took advantage of the shots, not necessarily because COVID can kill. Mortality from COVID is somewhere in the 1 to 5% range, given the data reviewed. What scares me more is the data for people who got COVID but weren't necessarily hospitalized. They've reported up to 100 different symptoms lasting as long as 9 months. The fact these symptoms can vary so much from person to person is disturbing. At this point, the data is saying a third of those who get even mild COVID can end up with these long-term health effects. I often look at decisions in life like I'm at a poker table. Most things in life are not right or wrong, black or white, just lots of gray. Therefore, I find myself playing the odds and making those decisions in those gray areas. Where do you want to play your cards? On science? Data? History? Just study our mistakes during other pandemics. Or do you just want to hold your cards and wait? Wait for what? To get sick? This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. And remember, you can make a difference. All it takes are those three words. I will volunteer.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.